From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. Only one member of Maine's congressional delegation plans to attend President Donald Trump's State of the Union address tonight. But as Kevin Miller reports, the three other members gave different reasons for why they were skipping the speech.
Independent Senator Angus King accuses Trump of repeatedly disrespecting constitutional rights and of causing tremendous harm to the American people. So King says attending the president's speech would require him to, quote, pay him a measure of respect, which he has not earned. Representative Shelley Pingree from Maine's 1st District plans to join other Democrats at a nearby rally rather than attend a speech that she predicted would be, quote, full of lies and misplaced priorities. 2nd District Democrat Jared Golden says that after attending 6 previous States of the Union speeches, he's had his fill of pomp and circumstance and will watch this one from home. That leaves Republican Senator Susan Collins as the only delegation member planning to be there in person tonight. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Meantime, independent U.S. Senator Angus King has co-sponsored a bill to return $134 billion in tariff revenue with interest to businesses. The Tariff Refund Act of 2026 would require the Trump administration to refund the tariffs it collected after they were struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court in a 6-3 ruling last week. King says the bill would require U.S. Customs and Border Protection to issue refunds quickly and prioritize small businesses. The bill also says refunds should be passed on to customers. A new poll shows political newcomer Graham Plattner with a large lead over Governor Janet Mills in the Democratic primary race. The winner will challenge Republican Senator Susan Collins this fall. 64% of Democratic participants in the University of New Hampshire poll ranked Plattner as their top choice in the June primary versus 26% who favored Mills. Plattner was most popular among voters between the ages of 18 and 34, while Mills polled strongest among voters 65 or older. Andy Smith with the UNH Survey Center says primary polls are notoriously more volatile.
Because in a general election, people have the party anchors. In a primary election, you don't have that anchor to hold you to a position. So people float around a lot more.
But Mills has led in other polls. For instance, the governor led Plattner by 10 percentage points in a Pan-Atlantic survey conducted in November and December. State lawmakers are considering a measure that would allow Maine school districts to get more information about the conduct of prospective employees at previous jobs. Kara Corshane, a parent from Lewiston, supports the measure. She says she saw a man working at her daughter's school who had sexually harassed her 20 years ago and discovered he had faced similar allegations while in a different district.
This person had signed basically what amounted to a non-disclosure agreement with his previous district. It allowed for him to have 2 letters of recommendation and his file with regard to the investigation is locked at Drummond Woodsum.
The proposed bill, sponsored by Senator Margaret Rotundo, would require applicants to disclose previous investigations and require schools to complete investigations and report the information to the Maine Department of Education. More than a dozen former Department of Justice employees say the department's lawsuit to obtain Mainers' personal voting information is an improper fishing expedition. Steve Missler has more.
In a 27-page brief filed in U.S. District Court, the former employees argue that the DOJ's lawsuit against Secretary of State Shenna Bellows is a, quote, stalking horse to build a federal voter database with the specific goal of proving undocumented immigrants are voting illegally. Numerous studies, including audits launched by Republican-controlled states, have shown that voting by undocumented immigrants is neither widespread nor decisive. The brief, signed by former attorneys who worked in the DOJ's voting division, says the Trump administration's bid to prove otherwise is a radical departure from the department's previous enforcement efforts, which have been limited and legally justified. The DOJ has argued that its lawsuit is meant to maintain confidence in U.S. elections. It is requesting party affiliation, voting history, and identifying information of every Maine voter. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
A new plant to break down sludge contaminated with PFAS could be developed in Sanford within years. Mark Lyons from Aries Clean Technologies says its proposed $180 million processor would bake sewage solids down to a fraction of their original mass without emitting odor or dangerous pollution.
We believe this is a great project, and it's advanced technology, and we truly believe we're solving a very serious environmental problem that not only Maine, but the entire New England region faces.
Maine banned spreading sludge on farms in 2022. Since then, towns and cities have struggled to find places to landfill the material. Aries will hold an open house about its plans tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the Sanford Library. The city of Portland has extended a moratorium blocking the development of large entertainment venues downtown. The moratorium pauses the development of a 3,300-person music hall proposed by local developers and entertainment giant Live Nation. The project has been controversial from the start. City officials are now considering land use changes that could impact the project, and councilors last night said they need more time to consider them. The vote to extend the moratorium was unanimous, but Councilor Regina Phillips said she's uneasy.
It truly is time for us to figure this out and move on. And so I'm concerned and I'm nervous, because if we put another 180 days on this, this is something that's been on our books for 13 months.
The moratorium is extended until early September, though councilors said they hope it will be lifted sooner. The developers say they're being unfairly treated because the city is changing zoning rules in response to their project. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, cybercrime and your security. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.